Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Dan, when you were hungry for fun as a kid, where did you turn?
To a refrigerator.
Fair enough. There was always some fun stuff in there, wasn't there? I wanted to get together and talk tonight about Chuck E. Cheese. He's been in the news again.
Oh, yeah. Now you're in my wheelhouse. I can talk a lot about Chuck E. Cheese.
This is the place for you and your friends. This is the place where the party never ends. It's the good time place. Everyone agrees. When you're hungry for fun, it's Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese. When you're hungry for fun, it's Chuck E. Cheese.
It's a good time place. That's sure to please.
When you're hungry for fun, it's Chuck E. Cheese. When you're hungry for fun, it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Thanks for hitting the rewind button with me tonight while we dive back into the history, legacy, and good memories of that pizza-slinging mouse.
Yeah, so Chuck E. Cheese is one of those. Now, what's the earliest age you went to a Chuck E. Cheese?
So when I was a kid, we didn't have a Chuck E. Cheese here in Greenville until later in the 90s. We had one somewhere in the TV market because I'd see the commercials. But here locally, we had Showbiz Pizza, which later got rebranded as Chuck E. Cheese. We'll kind of talk about the history, but I was kind of past my prime Chuck E. Cheese years by the time I got the Chuck E. Cheese experience. I had the Showbiz Pizza experience growing up.
So you probably saw commercials for maybe the Chuck E. Cheese we had in Spartanburg when I was growing up.
Yep.
Because now I didn't normally go to Chuck E. Cheese growing up. What I mean by that is whenever I did finally go to a Chuck E. Cheese, it was because my cousins, they would have birthday parties there. So there was only like once in a blue moon where we would be taken to a Chuck E. Cheese and get the whole experience of the robots playing in the band and all the weirdo posters around the arcade.
Yeah.
That would be of the characters that were on stage and all that kind of stuff. So I did have some exposure, but it wasn't a regular exposure for me as a kid. Not until I became an adult and started seeing more about the documentaries on the history of Chuck E. Cheese and Showbiz Pizza.
Yep.
And got into a little bit more into the fandom of it there and collected, you know, just some of the things like the little PVC figures of the different characters mm-hmm. from the Pizza Time players for the Chuck E. Cheese. Biggest shock to me was I had never heard of Showbiz Pizza.
Really?
Until way after the fact.
Okay.
But that's not too unreasonable because it turns out that they had actually Showbiz Pizza, which was separate from Chuck E. Cheese, they had merged at some point, which we'll get into in a little bit, but because I don't want to jump the shark here.
You've never seen a place like Showbiz Pizza Place. We'll serve you a pizza second to none. So come for a pizza, stay for the fun.
Showbiz Pizza Place with over 60 electronic games, pizza baked fresh every day, and a stage show extravaganza on three stages.
So Chuck E. Cheese was initially the brainchild of the co-founder of Atari.
Attention shoppers, the new Atari cartridge game is in.
Excuse me.
Uh-oh, doors again.
Ooh, Atari's ASCII battle.
It comes with 27 games, but that's just for starters. You can get 9 cartridges, 187 games.
Ooh, blackjack.
I'd like an Atari.
Sorry, only our demonstrators left. No, George. Mine.
The new video computer system by Atari. More games, more fun.
Nolan Bushnell was his name.
Yep.
He decided he wanted to combine arcade games and this pizza place where kids can go and eat pizza and play video games. And he had a couple of names before he landed on Chuck E. Cheese's Pizza Time Theater. One of the ones was Rick Rat's Pizza, and another was Coyote Pizza. I think he landed on the right name there.
Yeah, that was so weird. So according to our research and some documentaries we watched, for some reason, he was basing the whole theme of this new restaurant on the mascot. And he's basing everything on the mascot on the costume he bought for the mascot. So that did really kind of blew my mind, because you would think with as much money as he had to open a restaurant, he could have a more of a say in the costume or what kind of costume they got. But he bought a costume thinking it was a coyote. That's when it was going to be Coyote Pizza. And then he got the costume. He's like, oh, wait, this costume has a rat tail. So that's when he started playing around with the idea of calling it Rick Rat's Pizza. But that didn't maybe sound like the best combination, rats and a restaurant. So somehow he landed on a mouse being better than a rat in the restaurant. I don't see the big difference. But the presentation of the character, have you seen footage of like the old Chuck E. Cheese back in the day when he first was in restaurants?
I have. He's kind of almost terrifying. I guess that's kind of the premise of all these. What's the new thing? They're making a sequel to the movie Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah. But I'm specifically talking about the like how they did the voice and all that. Like, he reminded me. Remember how we used to watch cartoons like All Dogs Go to Heaven?
Yeah.
Or Rockadoodle. You would see, you know, these kind of bad guy characters in those movies. He reminded me of one of those. If you go back and listen, he's got this New Jersey accent and he's just, you know, all trying to be kind of almost like very aggressively, you know, like Jersey in your face. And then if you look at the old animatronics of Chuck E. Cheese when he first came out, he's even got a cigar he's waving around. Yeah. So it's like,
all right. Now, everyone in the audience is going to sing along here. We're going to do this nice and simple.
He was a cigar singing New Jersey sounding rat. Yeah.
It was almost like he was a Krusty the Clown of his day, wanting to blow smoke in the faces of the children he's above, trying to entertain while they're trying to just enjoy some shitty pizza.
There's no silver lining here. I was a big cheese, a huge cheese. But now look at me.
I never quite thought of it like that, but you're right.
I mean, it was real bizarre.
This is not a person or a character I think you'd want to trust, but they're wanting kids to trust him and want to go there and eat his cigar pizza.
And as someone who has eaten in a pizza parlor with smoking, yeah, it can really affect the flavor of the pizza, I'm telling you. When's the last time you've been to a pizza parlor that still has a smoking section?
It's been quite a while. I don't think any restaurants around here still have a smoking section.
I don't think they do. You're right. But it was just over here in Malden. I think it was, and this is like years ago. This is sometime in the last 10, 15. It might have been Pizza Factory before they rebranded.
I remember that.
But Pizza Factory in Malden, they were still allowing smoking inside and had their little gambling machine. And they had just these like photo murals on the walls that were just saturated in cigarette smoke. Pizza was fantastic, but man, it was a trip back in time, because I'm sure even though they don't exist today, you can still remember going to pizza places where you had the smoking, non-smoking sections. Yeah. I still remember going to Pizza Inn when they had the smoking and non-smoking sections.
I definitely remember restaurants with the two sections, and yeah, my parents were never smokers, so we were always in the non-smoking section.
Same for me, yeah.
But I remember if you'd walk over, like, it seems like the bathrooms were always near the smoking section. So if you had to visit the bathroom, you'd come back smelling like smoke.
Yeah, the Pizza Inn we always went to growing up. Yeah, the restroom was always on the side with the smokers. You're right.
For some reason, they like to put those guys near the bathroom.
Hi there. I just got an idea how to make Chuck E. Cheese's better than ever. Brand new pizza. Genius, if I do say so myself. Popping with new natural toppings. All with lots of sauces and plenty of cheese. So while you're having fun rolling and winning, jumping and spinning, and laughing and grinning, we're in the kitchen making the best pizza in town. Chuck E. Cheese's is better than ever. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So yeah, so Bushnell was one of the co-founders of Atari, and then Warner Brothers wanted to buy Atari. So part of him selling the Warner Brothers was he wanted money up front for them to fund him opening the restaurant. The restaurant was a success.
Yeah.
And through some hoops he had to jump through, he started opening more restaurants and finding more success with Chuck E. Cheese. People were just in awe of the animatronics, which weren't new. Animatronics have been around for a long time, thanks to Walt Disney and the Imagineers.
Yep.
Because they were introducing that stuff all the time in his attractions at Disneyland and Disney World. So not totally new technology, but it was one of the easiest and more convenient things for people to go and be exposed to animatronics instead of having to go all the way to California or Florida. They could just go to their local Chuck E. Cheese for the first time, see all of these pre-programmed animatronic characters in the walls. Because Chuck E. Cheese, the characters were originally in picture frames on the walls and talking with people and having little shows. And one of the characters would even announce when new pizza was coming out of the kitchen.
You know I'm here to make it a pizza, because that's my line.
He does it fine.
But all the things I need to make it a mixture are harder to find. Mozzarella, macaroni, mushroom, and parmesan. Milanese, mortadella, onions, and parmesan. Pizza, pizza, pizza in the air.
And
want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Because that was usually happening so fast. I think that was like one of the first animatronics to wear out like pretty quickly.
Yeah, all the animals were called the Pizza Time Players. And like you said, they were initially in the wall and would announce different things happening in the restaurant, play some songs. I think they would sing happy birthday to people if there was someone celebrating a birthday that night.
Like, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You get it?
There was some customization that they could do.
Yeah, I think they always try to keep it kind of fresh. They seem to have some performers that they could easily go to or that was always on call to come in like every so often to record new lines and keep things fresh. So it wasn't the same thing like over and over and over just to keep the entertainment different for the crowds all the time.
Chuck E. Cheese was pretty popular, too. When I was a kid, too, I didn't realize it was Chuck E. Cheese. I thought it was Chuck E. Cheese, like Chucky the evil doll. You know, that's what I thought the name of the restaurant was.
I thought the same thing, too. It's not until I actually care enough to go and start writing it down for our research or just, you know, typing it into searches on YouTube for videos. Yeah, you find out there's actually a middle initial in there.
But anyway, Nolan and company initially thought they had a money printing machine, thought he was going to be more popular than Mickey Mouse, and initially wanted to get Chuck into 1,000 cities across the globe. He never quite reached that other mouse's level of success, though. Just 3 years after the company opened, Chucky got some competition from, you mentioned it earlier, Showbiz Pizza Place.
Ladies and gentlemen, Showbiz Pizza Place presents all new shows.
Well, press this here note down, and the music goes down and round.
Showbiz Pizza Place is the most fun place in town. With over 60 new electronic games, the finest pizza, salads, and sandwiches around. And Billy Bob and the Rockafire Explosion entertaining in all new shows every few minutes. Now, more than ever, come for the pizza, stay for the fun.
Another place that offered pizza an animatronic stage show. This band that it featured was the Rockafire Explosion, had some arcade games and some coin operated rides. So you said you didn't really know anything about showbiz at the
until? No, I had never heard of it. Like I said, growing up, it was strictly Chuck E. Cheese. I knew nothing about showbiz. But then again, I think their merging happened like when I was too young to even know anything about any of that. So I came well after the fact, but yeah, Showbiz Pizza came out of a Bushnell was actually franchising. And one of the people who was most interested in franchising the Chuck E. Cheese brand, he found an opportunity to actually go bigger and better with the animatronics.
Yeah.
So he kind of struck it out on his own, creating a feud between him and Bushnell. And that's what created the Showbiz Pizza. So then you had this real back and forth with whenever a town opened a Showbiz Pizza, you'd find a Chuck E. Cheese opening nearby as well and vice versa.
Probably why you lived in a town with a Chuck E. Cheese and me 20 miles away from you lived in a town with a Showbiz Pizza.
Probably. I think that would have a lot to do with it. Now, one thing you didn't say and I didn't say now. Okay, so I was being exposed to Chuck E. Cheese and his friends like the dog on the banjo, Jasper, T. Jowls, and he had the singer Helen Henny, and he also had the Pascelli, the singing chef on drums, and Mr. Munch on the keyboard. You had remember the name of the bear?
I don't remember the name of the characters. I just remember.
But you had a bear and guitar. You had the gorilla and the keyboard.
The gorilla on the keyboard,
You had the mouse in the cheerleading outfit.
Vaguely. I don't remember much of the characters. I only remember looking back later on, years later, at some of the Showbiz Pizza commercials and thinking how offensive the gorilla character would be taken nowadays.
I bet that pizza tastes good.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think it could just be a gorilla in a suit.
Fair enough.
On the way out of town, we went to Showbiz Pizza. I played a whole lot of games. I rode all the rides, and I jumped in the ball claw 800 times. And I ate a whole pizza all by myself. And then we went to the Grand Canyon.
Showbiz Pizza, where a kid could be a kid.
Yeah, so for me, Showbiz Pizza was the local place. Like you mentioned, they merged together in 1984 when Chuck E. Cheese was having all kind of financial troubles and was going to go under. By 1999, they got rid of the Showbiz Pizza brand altogether, and it was all the remaining restaurants were Chuck E. Cheese's.
Things aren't going your way. Doesn't seem to be your day.
I just can't win.
Come on, little guy, it's time to shine. Come to Showbiz Pizza, leave it all behind. Knock 'em down, get 'em in. Yeah, you're gonna win.
I win.
Showbiz Pizza.
I feel like a new man.
Where a kid can be a kid.
For years, I still had like a token from Showbiz Pizza Palace, but that's really the only. I didn't collect anything from either chain. Except whatever, you know, you go in, you get the tickets and you'd take them to the counter and try to win something and you'd always end up with some.
Yeah, you can never get enough tickets to get anything more than some erasers or tops or.
Yeah.
Or those little finger monster things that you finger put monsters on the tips of your fingers. Now, one thing, the important thing we're not even talking about and haven't addressed yet. Were you one of the kids that were freaked out by the robots?
Appearing tonight on three stages at Showbiz Pizza Place, the Rockafire Explosion.
No,
because I wasn't. I never got freaked out by the robots. I thought they were cool to see and watch.
Right.
I guess I was old enough to understand and know I am looking at fabrications.
Right.
I'm looking at animatronics. Like, none of this is real. I was never in fear or in awe, like, ooh, these are real monsters I can call friends or any such thing as that. So
by the time I remember going to Chuck E. Cheese or Showbiz Pizza, I had already been to Disney World and seen like the full size characters walking around in suits and the gone through the Haunted Mansion and things like that. And so I had already seen Disney level animatronics, and not that these were subpar or anything. They were great for what they were, but little me already had an understanding of, oh, I know what I'm seeing here. So it wasn't a terrifying thing.
I tell you what did creep me out, and this might be a little surprising to you, what actually kind of got to me a little bit as a kid were the parody movie posters around Chuck E. Cheese. Do you remember seeing those?
No. Enlighten me.
So around the restaurant, because that was the thing, like Chuck E. Cheese was one of those places where I remember the one we had. It had like brick walls and sort of dimly lit corners. And that, you know, it was a nice little moody place. You had your, you know, lit up arcade part, but then closer to the stage, you maybe had like more nooks and corners to kind of eat your pizza in for some nuance or, you know, whatever atmosphere.
Okay.
But there would be these posters on the wall, and the posters just kind of creeped me out because it's just the way they were painted of these weird characters that were on stage. So you had one of Mr. Munch as Batman because the Batman 1989 movie had come out. So right. It had him on that poster. There was another one of Mr. Munch as painted as the shark from the Jaws poster where he's coming up on a pizza on top of the water. There was another one of Jasper as Indiana Jones. There might have been one of maybe Chuck E. Cheese and Pasquale as on a Back to the Future poster. But just something was just so unsettling about the way they were just painted, like they were realistic, like those posters, but just with their big, goofy, cartoony faces. It just made it kind of unsettling for me.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing those at all. I'm sure I passed them by, and they sound really cool. I kind of want to look them up right now.
Let's forget about school today. Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese's instead.
At Chuck E. Cheese's, you can act like a kid. You'll have more fun than you ever did. You can wiggle, you can giggle, you can flip your lid. Chuck E. Cheese's.
School time.
Where a kid can be a kid.
I remember just the saturation of Chuck E. Cheese and Showbiz Pizza marketing.
My mom wants me to be famous. My dad wants me to be a hero.
Hey, I just want to be a kid.
Cause it's a lot more fun anyone can see. And so when he plays the plays movie, I want to laugh and play. I just want to be me. Showbiz Pizza.
And you won't believe what my sister wants me to be.
Where a kid can be a kid.
Like, I'm surprised you weren't aware of the brand because it felt like every kid's cartoon or TV show, every half hour, there was either an advertisement for Chuck E. Cheese or Showbiz Pizza.
Well, I saw the Chuck E. Cheese ones, but they were usually advertising the do well on your report card.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Make an A, bring it to Chuck E. Cheese, and we'll give you the tokens or a prize or something silly like that, or free pizza, whatever it was.
I don't remember the free pizza commercials. I just remember.
Well,
like
they gave you something. I mean, there was some reward for making like A's on a report card if you brought it to Chuck E. Cheese at the time.
Okay.
Right now, when mom buys 40 game tokens at Chuck E. Cheese's, we'll give you 40 more for free. It's double token time. Double the games, double the fun. Free tokens won't last forever. So remember, Chuck E. Cheese, please.
See, I remember all the commercials with like, there were kids when they were like, you don't want to go to this fancy restaurant. You want to come to Chuck E. Cheese. And that being the whole, don't get in trouble for doing this. Come to Chuck E. Cheese instead.
Boring restaurants versus Chuck E. Cheese's.
You can wait for the waitress or play cool games. Wait for their food or eat out pizza. You can wait
and wait and wait.
Show us a Chuck E. Cheese, please.
Yeah, remember Chuck E. Cheese, please. It's the restaurant where a kid can be a kid.
Do you have any thoughts on the uniforms these poor bastards wore that worked at Chuck E. Cheese?
The ones that had to actually wear the rat costume?
No. And some of these old commercials and documentaries I was watching in preparation for this, they have employees that have to wear like this full button down, like long sleeve shirt with a vest and like a little bowler hat and maybe even a bow tie.
It almost looks like the old like movie theater concession classic.
Yeah, that's maybe that's why I was tapping into something for me, because I had worked at a theater before and we wore the vest and bow tie. Actually, I wore a long tie. I was a rebel. But most would wear a bow tie. But the only thing I didn't wear was the bowler hat. But I was thinking about working in that kitchen or working as a waitress and wearing that ridiculous outfit like you're a reject from Dick Tracy.
Feels like every kind of restaurant had their... They have the gimmicky uniforms. It's not as common a thing anymore.
No, I think most places will just ask you to wear like a polo. They're not going to ask you to wear like some big old silly hat or.
Yeah. Like I remember the McDonald's workers around wearing like the hats that were shaped like burgers and stuff briefly.
I had to look that up. I don't think I've ever seen a burger hat from McDonald's.
Hi, may I take your order, please?
Big Mac McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese, filet of fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal, McNuggets, tasty golden french fries, regular and larger sizes, salad, chef or garden, or a chicken salad, oriental, big breakfast, egg McMuffin, hot hotcakes and sausages, maybe biscuits, bacon, egg and cheese and sausage, Danish hash brown, 2 and 4 dessert, hot apple pies and sundaes, 3 varieties of soft serve, cone, 3 kinds of shakes and chocolate, chip cookies, and to drink a Coca-Cola, Diet Coke and orange, drink a Sprite and coffee, decaf, 2 a loaf and milk, also an orange juice. I love McDonald's, good time, great days, and I get this all at one place.
Would you like that to go?
When is the last time you went to a Chuck E. Cheese?
The last time I went to a Chuck E. Cheese, my wife and I went to a family member's birthday party, and we both felt just so out of place. We were the only folks who didn't have any kids that they brought along with them. A little strange when you're a full-grown adult and you're just kind of looking around at the misery that everybody else is in.
Roger, I need some advice. How can I tell Dad that a plain old pizza place isn't the same as the Chubbies pizza place?
They got free shows with singing animals.
Lots of real neat games and all kinds of rides and stuff.
And it's really great pizza.
I just know he'd like it.
Hey, you guys, I've got a great idea. Why don't we go to Showbiz Pizza Place?
Oh, boy!
It sounds like you had better judgment than I did. You went with somebody else, so you probably didn't look as sad. So there was a day, this might have been, I don't know, like 10 years ago. This is probably 2013, 2012, something like that. I had to leave the house for a while for my wife to have girls' night, and I was just looking for anything to do. And I was like, you know, anything's game. I just got to have somewhere to go, something to do. And I thought, well, Chuck E. Cheese is right down the road. I haven't been there in forever. I'll just go check it out for nostalgia and just have some fun watching the robots do their thing or whatever. And oh my God, was I made so uncomfortable by the staff there. And what I mean by that is, of course, they see me, a full-grown man by himself, and they're like, oh, who are you? Why are you here? Are you here for a party? I'm like, oh no, I just came for some pizza. And then they give me like the most like judgmental look, like I was a perv there looking for some trouble, like I was going to kidnap somebody. And they're like, oh, you're just a big kid at heart. I'm like, yeah.
Cool Chuck and me, we take our shot. The place is cool and the fun is hot. Cool Chuck and me, the cool, so cool. Chuck E. Cheese, that's as cool as cool.
But it just, they made me just feel like,
wow.
I probably shouldn't have hung around there just to have a because that's all I did was I just went up. I ordered my pizza. Like I kind of saw how the arcades were not what they used to be. It was like made for like 5 year olds instead of maybe as old as 13
right.
to play. Like I don't know what why, but nowadays when you go to arcades, unless they're nostalgic arcades, like you find up in Hendersonville, like at the Pinball Museum or someplace like that. Most arcades at pavilions now are they don't have any fighting games. They don't have any platform games. They're all like games of chance or racing games or a VR helmet game. Like none of it is what it used to be. So I'm sitting there awkwardly eating like the pizza I ordered that tasted like crap. They no longer had any of the animatronics, I don't think. I think it was just guy who would walk out in the costume like every, I don't know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes to entertain kids in the corner. And all the arcade machines were just made for five-year-olds. Like we're talking like almost like the put the quarter in the little horse that rocks up back and forth in front of a drugstore back in the day kind of arcade machines around there. And it was just so miserable. And I couldn't not wait to get out of there.
You can be young. You can be old. You can be neat. You can be bold.
Now a Chuck E. Cheese, you can be real cheesy.
A new Italian pizza recipe with tons of mozzarella.
You can be real choosy.
All kinds of topping for a hungry bella.
You can be wiggly.
You can be giggly.
You can be a star.
You can eat in the bar.
You can be a man.
You can be a mouse.
You can be anything you want to be.
At Chuck E. Cheese, it's the only one.
Where you're hungry for fun.
Now, the last time that you went, did they still have the like the McDonald's play place with the tunnels around the walls on the side of the building?
I don't think I did see that.
Yeah, I don't think that was there the last time I was there either. But I vividly remember that as a kid and thinking that was super cool that you could like climb through the ball pit tunnels around the restaurant. And yeah, I don't think that's there anymore.
Grumpy, frumpy, down and dumpy, icky, creepy, crabby, weepy, yucky, mad, or just plain sad. Then you need Chuck E. Cheese. Then you feel happy, giggly, glad and wiggly. Wacky, bumptious, silly, scrumptious, funny, giddy, zany, witty, sassy, crazy, upsy-daisy, all at Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese, where a kid can be a kid.
But there is some good news, Dan. Chuck E. Cheese announced a couple of weeks ago that they are creating a spot just for adults who want to get some of that nostalgia. So as Chuck E. Cheese is eyeing its 50th year in business, they announced they're going to start opening Chuck's Arcades in malls with some of those games you were talking about, Mortal Kombat, Galaga, Donkey Kong, things like that. And according to a press release, it's going to be a modern arcade experience providing what's next in arcade entertainment with just enough nostalgia for anyone looking to relive a classic high score chase. So there's going to be 10 of those that they're opening. The closest one to you and I is going to be down at the Mall of Georgia, which is just outside Atlanta. So maybe a little road trip in our future to get that age appropriate Chuck E. Cheese chase high experience.
If you want to call it that, I guess. Because yeah, the Chuck E. Cheese's nowadays are nothing like they used to be. It's not even worth the trip to go to one now because they have reduced it to nothing more than a guy in a costume that'll step out every so often. Because now, instead of a stage of robots singing and dancing, they just have a dance floor for kids to randomly jump on. And the inside of the restaurant looks no different than a CC's Pizza
right.
or a Pizza Inn, which is incredibly sad because what separated them from every other pizza parlor was like the whole atmosphere of the characters and the animatronics and the robots doing their thing all around the place. It makes me really wish I could get in a time machine. I don't know if you knew this, but back in the day, they actually did test market a adult version of Chuck E. Cheese called Zaps.
I did not know this.
Yeah, Zapps, Zaps. And there's only, I think, as many as three that were open, but I guess they didn't do too well, but they were specifically made for the adults, like for more adult entertainment with the robots.
What kind of animatronics did they have in there?
I don't know. There's not a lot of footage that exists of the stuff that they had, but they did have like their own little wolf mascot.
Okay.
And I guess he would be on stage doing some things like normally you would see a Chuck E. Cheese, but maybe he was telling dirty jokes. I'm not sure, but it was like a bar and grill kind of setting with the animatronics and stuff. But now that's someplace I would have been interested in checking out.
Okay. So like Dave and Buster's, but with animatronics.
Yeah, I get. Well, no, probably not like Dave and Buster's. I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know how many arcade machines, if any, were in there. I don't know. I can only guess the biggest difference might have been they served beer.
Got it.
And probably had a lot more smoking going on in there, even though apparently the old Chuck E. Cheese must have had smoking all over the place, because either mascot had it always hanging out of his mouth or off his fingers, even in the artwork and the promotional pieces.
He did.
Now, since then, you know, there had been plenty of movies and video games inspired by the Chuck E. Cheese animatronics ever since somebody released footage of the warehouse with all the different animatronics, like without the skins and the furs, showing just how bizarre and creepy they can be.
I've looking. Also seen like people, I guess, who are in landfills or something and have stumbled upon the corpses of Chuck E. Cheese animatronics that have just made their way to landfills. Have you seen those images?
No, I haven't seen people find them in landfills. I saw the guy who bought his own Rockafire explosion from the actual warehouse that built the machines.
Okay.
And he has his own personal stage with the Rockefeller explosion that plays like whatever he programs him to do.
When you come to showbiz, there's always something new.
We make pizza good
and we make it fun for you. At Showbiz Pizza Place, we've got good times for everyone.
But yeah, but out of all these things, because you have banana splits, you have Willy's Wonderland, and you have, of course, Five Nights at Freddy's. Do you have a preference for any of those that you like?
The only one I've seen is Willy's Wonderland with Nicolas Cage not saying a word and then fighting off those.
That was a good one. I enjoyed that.
Come to life, yeah.
I think I might have shown you The Hug that was on Hulu. That was a short. It was like a 2-5 minute short of a kid who goes to get a hug from a bear animatronic in a pizza parlor place, ends up eating them at the end.
I think I have seen that one. I don't know if you showed it to me, but yeah.
Yeah, there was that. There was also, if you watch the TV series Regular Show from Cartoon Network, they had a couple of episodes where the heroes of that show, they fight animatronics from like a pizza parlor, kind of spoof on Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
But yeah, it was just so funny. So after that video was released of all the animatronics in the warehouse looking all creepy, that, to my understanding, inspired Five Nights at Freddy's, which was the video game series. And then it took them so long to make that movie. Mm-hmm. But before they made their movie, all these other people made their movie,
right?
Which was, like I said, Banana Splits and Willy's Wonderland. And what was so surprising was you would think once it got to actually making the movie that they were all copying, that the movie would have been like the best thing ever. But I actually went back preferring Willy's Wonderland and Banana Splits, because I thought they kind of went more places than Five Nights at Freddy's went that I was hoping for.
Interesting. I will have to check that out. Did you have a favorite Chuck E. Cheese animatronic that was your all-time favorite?
I didn't go enough to have a favorite.
Yeah.
Like I said, we went maybe once a year for maybe three times when I was growing up for cousins' birthdays. But like I said, you know, as an adult, collecting certain pop culture things that I think are fun, I did, as I said, pick up PVC little mini figure characters of those Chuck E. Cheese mascots. And I guess out of those, my favorite might be Jasper or Mr. Munch.
Okay.
Jasper was the dog, and Mr. Munch was the big purple guy that was, I guess, like huge in eating pizza.
I didn't have a favorite Chuck E. Cheese character. Like my...
Well, of course not, because you grew up on showbiz.
Right, yeah. So I just remember, too, the commercials. Chuck E. Cheese was more about going there and having the fun, and Chucky was there.
Looking for a little excitement? Let me give you a tip. Chuck E. Cheese's. Here, kid. Have a token.
Thanks, Mr. Big!
The pizza is hot, and so are the games. Win all sorts of crazy prizes.
Jackpot!
I got my dad a new car.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's some fancy jewelry.
Ooh, lovely.
Hey, Chucky baby! I love showbiz.
Chuck E. Cheese's,
where the action is.
But with showbiz, the Rockafire explosion was such a big part of the draw, and getting to interact with those characters, it made it seem like they would be a lot more fun.
The fun comes alive.
I don't remember going and interacting with.
I was about to say, I'm not so sure about interacting. I'm not saying you're wrong. Just I didn't know you could interact with them.
Well, they did have a commercial, I remember, with a bear character like you're talking about with The Hug, where a girl walks up and they're having a conversation almost. It's like pre-programmed responses, it seemed like. But it seemed like there was some sort of, somebody must be pressing a button somewhere with what she's saying to get it to react the way it's doing.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I do think I remember seeing in one of those documentaries, they made it sound like there was maybe like one attraction where it seemed like there was someone who might have been controlling it from the other side of a curtain or something.
Yeah.
Like in real time.
Have you seen the new Dynamite things going on at Showbiz?
Yeah.
But great new games. I beat my dad over and over again. My little sister wanted to talk to Billy Bob.
Hi, my name's Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Well, she really did.
Yeah.
And we watched some far-out videos and ate some awesome pizza. So if you're looking for a lot of fun for the whole family, just check out Showbiz Pizza.
Yeah.
America's number one family fun.
So, probably is truth to what you're saying.
I said, I don't think I ever experienced that, but the allure of just that party atmosphere and the fancy rock band and just the fun was a big draw when I was a kid, and I always like, I want to go there. And then I feel like once I got there, though, it was never as fun as the commercials made it seem like it was going to be.
Have a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese, and you'll get to be the big cheese.
Yeah, I think the only other big memory I ever have going to a Chuck E. Cheese, other than that, you know, super awkward moment I just told you about recently. back in high school, we shot like a student film where we got the shoot out of a Chuck E. Cheese that one of our cast members worked at. So we had some access to certain places that we were allowed to shoot in their indoor playground and do some things in the parking lot. But
that sounds like fun.
It should have been more fun than I remember, but I remember it being pretty much just like, yeah, just, you know, run around the tubes in the ceiling and let's record you falling down some stuff.
Okay, so they had the tubes in the ceiling then.
Then, yeah. Okay. And that would have been around 2001, 2002.
Okay. So are you excited about the new Chuck's Arcades? Is that a place where you think you could go in, spend some quarters, and have a good time?
I would be interested in that simply for the arcade aspect. 50-50 about it being the Chuck E. Cheese thing. I mean, if it was more of the actual Chuck E. Cheese experience with the original animatronics and getting the whole atmosphere with the pizza and all that kind of stuff and those posters I remember, absolutely, I'd be all there. But just to put his name on something, be like, oh, that makes you want to come, doesn't it? I could take it or leave it, but I would absolutely want to check out the arcade part, yeah.
Fair enough. Any parting thoughts on Chuck E. Cheese or just a memory you're always going to keep with you?
Just that I think it is an amazing story, especially when it comes to history of pizza parlors. It's definitely, I just think it's a great part of pop culture that we had at one time. It is never going to be that way again, unless, you know, someone makes a point of bringing it back that way, which I would hope one day we'd be able to relive again. But
yeah, especially with the technology we have now with, you know, they can do the projections, like 3D projections and stuff. It seems like that would be something someone could invest in and kind of recreate that almost animatronic experience, but it's 3D projections, holograms, things like that. That could be a real fun.
I would feel safer with that than AI robots.
Yeah.
That's the last thing you want is AI being put inside Chuck E. Cheese robots.
Now I'm thinking of the episode of The Simpsons where they go to Itchy and Scratchy Land and the robots. Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of Westworld, inspired destruction there.
Yeah.
Maybe with AI, we don't want them taking over Chuck E. Cheese, but Blast from the Past would be great. For me, it was always just the fun commercials. Like, that's what I remember most about it. The actual experience, not so much, but I would walk into a Chuck's Arcade and hope to have some fun.
Yeah, it was certainly one of those things where when it first came out, it was super exciting, something people had never seen before. And then I think the luster of that just wore off real quick.
Yeah.
It's almost like what they were doing with the Jurassic Park movies. It's like when Jurassic Park first opens, it's the most amazing thing you've ever seen. But, you know, after a couple of years, like, dinosaurs are old news. Moving on to the next big thing.
Yeah. And now they just keep rehashing the same plots with weird, misshapen dinosaurs. Well, anyway, thanks for hitting the rewind button with me tonight, Dan, and revisiting some Chuck E. Cheese memories. Next month, October, Halloween, we're going to have some fun revisiting some Blast from the Past there.
Oh, yeah. Monster Spooks Ghost, I'm there, man.
Everyone, kids are laughing, running, jumping. Sandwiches are really something. The pizza tastes so good and hot. Showbiz really.